This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
All right, you know the deal. It's Tuesday. It's 5:30. It's the money spot, and that means it's time for Keyshawn Johnson, who you could hear along with Jay Will and Zubin every Monday through Friday from 8 to 10 right here on 98.7 ESPN. Keyshawn, Michael, Don, and Peter, how you doing?
Hey, what up, Mike, Don, and Pete?
We're all good. We're all good.
Same here, bud.
You're a great wide receiver. Devontae Smith.
Not bad.
How good is he? I mean, you're talking from a master's level, so what do you see when you watch him?
He's good. He's electrifying. He's explosive. He is by far this year displayed the most dominant wide receiver in college football history. Now, you know, people would argue about a million different things. I mean, you know, Kelvin Johnson, Randy Moss, Keyshawn Johnson, Marvin Harris. I mean, just whoever you, Amani Toomer, whoever you want to pick out of college football. Just this year alone, though, you can't argue with his accolades and everything that came with it, from the Biletnikoff to the Heisman Trophy to AP Player of the Year. I mean, he did it all. Electrifying, though. Mm-hmm. I like him.
But here's my one question that I have about him. Just looking at him, Key, he looks slight. He doesn't look that big. Yeah. Would his body survive?
Need a few, what's the famous steakhouse here in town?
Del Frisco's.
He need a few Del Frisco gift certificates, huh?
Okay.
Yeah, because, again, he looks like he'd get hit hard.
Yeah. That is going to be a bit of a problem when they go to – well, here's what I would say. I guess here's where it kind of boils down, right? He's every bit as good, or could be every bit as good as Marvin Harrison, every bit as good as Antonio Brown, Hollywood Brown, DeSean Jackson. Let's use those four as a parameter, correct? I mean, let's agree to that.
Okay.
Todd Haley knew how to use Antonio Brown. Andy Reid knew how to use DeSean Jackson. And Baltimore is learning how to use Hollywood Brown. So with that being said, he needs to go to an offensive coordinator in a system that understands his skill set. Because no matter how terrific he was in college, he'll never be Randy Moss, Keyshawn Johnson, Andre Johnson, Julio Jones, Michael Thomas, because that's not his build, his size. Third and five, third and six, we're not looking for him to run a slant in between linebackers and safeties in a corner. We're not looking to do that with him. So he needs to be with somebody who understands his skill set. And then they would get the most out of him. And I think that that's how you have to look at it. You know, and then you start looking at the draft, right? You start saying, was he worth the second pick to the New York Jets? Is he worth – you worth what they think you are. And if the New York Jets say, we're taking him with the second pick because we're going to get our offensive line in shape and we're going to draft we're going to sign or trade and we're going to get Matt Ryan or whatever it is, and our offensive line is going to be intact and we're going to find the top free agent wide receiver and we're going to sign him, but we're going to draft him with the number two overall pick. If that's what you value him as, then I'm all for it. Because he's got some talent.
Now, how do you do it, Key, from a general manager standpoint? College football is a video game now. Like, there's so many available yards, so many available points. So how do you look at a player and say, I think his skill set will translate to the NFL?
Well, if we're talking about him in particular or anybody, you got to first know what you're looking at. And if you know what you're looking at, you know that his skill set is going to transfer in Devontae Smith. The things that the wing fly where he came in motion, he went back in motion, he came back across, snap the ball, bam, in the flat, boom. Traditional NFL play. It's man-to-man. I go one way. The defensive back tries to catch up. I put my foot in the ground. I retrace. He's lagging down. They snap the ball at the tackle. He goes into the flat, ball delivered, touchdown. The NFL, they do it all the time. It used to be, it's variations of sprint right option, which is the famous San Francisco 49er Dwight Clark play. It's variations of that. So you look at that. You look at, okay, he's quick, fast, and hurry. We're going to match up. He's going to go across the formation as if we're running a fly sweep. The snap of the ball is going to happen as he gets to the running back or to the guard. By the time the defender recognizes that he's not going all the way on the fly sweep, the defender's trying to cut him off. He's in front of him going across the formation, which puts him behind him once he stops and retraces. No matter who you are in the NFL, you just lost if you're a defensive back because you're not going to catch up to him. He's already 3 yards in front of you when you're lagging behind and he puts the foot in the ground and retraces. I know that that translates to my system because I run that. Now, I know that on 3rd and 6, we're going 3-by-1, probably not going to put him on the slant side because that's a dangerous route for a frail guy like that. That, you know, he's tough, but I don't want to put him in harm's way. So I know that that probably doesn't work for him. So I'm going to put him on the bunch side, the 3-by-1 side, to lift the coverage, to make everybody go over there. So you just got to know what you're doing, like Steve Sarkisian did last night. He utilized his skill set to their advantage.
Now, obviously, if you're talking Jets, it all depends on who the coach is going to be. So let me throw this guy at you. Are you a fan? Are you impressed by Doug Peterson? Or would the Jets have the look of, again, taking a guy who somebody else is reject?
He's gone.
Yeah, Keyshawn's gone.
Oh, Keyshawn's gone.
He's Keegan Johnson. It's okay. I didn't understand the last thing he said. Not a word.
That was very footballese.
When football people start going to football, I wish we had a sound effect.
Keyshawn, sorry
about that. I pushed the button and hung up by mistake.
We've been hung up before.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Do you think Doug Peterson could be the answer for the Jets, or would it have the look of taking somebody else's reject again like they did with Adam Gase?
No, that's not a reject. Rejects don't win Super Bowls 3 years ago, do they?
Mm-hmm. Right. But he was fired.
Reject. Yeah, but that was something else, right? I mean, rejects don't go to the Super Bowl, win it, and then go to the playoffs 2 or 3 years after. It just – that was something else. Whatever that something else is, and I haven't figured out whose voice is what, so I'm just going to say Peter Don, because I don't know who I'm talking to.
It's tough.
But rejects don't go to Super Bowls. They just don't win Super Bowl 3 years later and get fired or go to playoff games a couple years after the fact. I don't know what that was. I don't know, and we may never know.
That's a real important distinction, though, Keyshawn, because I've heard a lot of fans say, I don't want to retread. I don't want to retread. And I think it is important to point out that it's not a retread if there was clearly something political that was at play. Now, you would agree, though, Key, that Peterson didn't have a great year, but he could still be a great coach potentially.
So let me ask you this. So he went to the playoffs in 2019, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or 2019 season. He went to the playoffs. The year before that, he went to the playoffs.
Yep.
The year before that, he won the Super Bowl.
Correct.
Super Bowl playoff, 4-11. Is that the way it went?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or 13-3, 9-7, 9-7, 4-11-1.
Right.
Okay, it still went to the playoffs.
Right.
So yep. It still You don't want that?
It's a fair question. I mean, listen, it's gone the wrong way.
You wouldn't want a coach. You wouldn't want a coach.
Well, wait a minute.
That won the Super Bowl, gone to the playoffs 2 years in a row after the Super Bowl, and had a down year during a pandemic. We don't want to explore that opportunity.
Well, I hear what you're saying, but I could have said the same thing, and I did say the same thing about Mike McCarthy, and I think Dallas got it wrong.
But let me ask you this, Coach. Let me ask you this. How could you have said the same thing about Mike McCarthy?
Went to the playoffs 8 of 13 years in Green Bay and won a Super Bowl.
Okay, 8 of 13 years.
Right.
Doug Peterson hasn't been on the job 13 years, though. Doug Peterson was on the job 4 years.
Five. He didn't make the playoffs the first year.
Five. He's been on the job 5 years.
I'm just saying, you can't. Would you say Mike McCarthy does
and
not
Doug
have an
Peterson
impressive resume?
And Doug Peterson didn't have Aaron Rodgers, for crying out loud.
No, I'm just saying you can't just go by resume.
Well,
I'm going to go by resume because resume is what gets you hired and gets you fired.
Well, I'm saying you just can't go by resume.
Well, but Don, isn't that the main thing?
But in this situation, you got to go by his resume. How can you not go by his resume?
Is this his positive demeanor?
Well, but we all agree it's not a slam dunk hire, so we're going to have to look at other things.
No, but that's because his
resume. Also, 9-7 doesn't always get you into the playoffs. I mean, if he's in another division, maybe or you know, 9-7, we're talking about not making the playoffs three straight years.
If was a fifth, we all be you know what. But all that, well, that doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is, at 9-7, he was in the playoffs twice. And he won the Super Bowl. I take a look at him. Didn't say I would hire him, but I certainly would because he did something right to win the Super Bowl.
Hey, Keyshawn, did you
coaches think, that don't win the Super Bowl coach for 10 years?
Did you think that by the when it was all said and done? Was it just a freakish set of circumstance on Sunday night, or was Pittsburgh just not very good by the end of the year?
Just not very good by the end of the year. They lost some players on defense. They didn't have a running game. They just didn't. And Cleveland got better as the year went on.
Yep.
And they got better and better, and they got confidence, and they felt better. But you couldn't have told me. If you'd have said to me, Keyshawn, you got to do our show for the next 3 years for free if Cleveland beats Pittsburgh, you know what I'd have said? Sign me up. I'd have said, sign me up. Because nobody in their right mind that know anything about football thought that Pittsburgh was going to spot them 28 points. They got so far out in front of them. By the time Pittsburgh got their act together, it was too late.
Keyshawn, we will listen tomorrow from 8 to 10. We thank you for coming on, as always.
All right, buddies. Nice talking to you guys again.
All right, be well. That's Keyshawn Johnson. We come back, we'll take some phone calls, give you the latest in baseball. Rob Manfred thinks there's going to be a 162-game season, which is kind of surprising to a lot of people, but that's what we're going with. Kay LaGreca, Rosenberg, and you right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.